Good morning and welcome. It is 6:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right. We're staying pumped up. This time tomorrow will probably be a much different attitude.
Yeah.
We may still be in the throes of Milton, Cat 5. Right now, 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds, and it is now moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. It has sped up a little bit. It still is putting the, hitting land approximately between 2 and 6 a.m. Early tomorrow morning, approximately maybe the Sarasota area again. Little blip here, little turn there. Things can change. We're on top of it for you. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather update. You've got Alachua County shelters are going to be opening up. Bus fare being suspended. I-75 northbound. Greg, you want to kind of give us a look-see there?
Yeah, the good thing is at this point, it's really not jammed. Now, that will probably be different in an hour or so. But right now, I-75 is moving fine northbound. No issues there. And again, as it does get busier, that left lane is allowed for driving north anywhere from Tampa all the way up to I-10.
All right. Governor DeSantis saying, hey, look, this is more than just a Florida West Coast issue. And of course, he is absolutely right, because this, when it hits Florida's East Coast, is still predicted to be a hurricane. Yes, not a major hurricane, but still, it's not going to lose that much strength. At least that's what they're looking at right now. So it is going to cut a swath right across the state. And I guess if you're looking for good news or silver lining, you're going to see the worst stuff south of our listening area. So south of the villages is where it'll be quite a bit nastier. But obviously, you still have to look for some of those gusts and heavy rainfall to the north as well, including us here in Alachua County.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is the heavy rainfall. I think we originally thought, okay, the tornado's moving east to west. That dirty side is going to be south. We should be okay, and we probably will be, but you're right. Because of, I guess, a system that's moved in kind of ahead and in front of that hurricane, it's going to be a wet one. We're going to get drenched.
Well, yeah, we're already seeing some heavier showers moving into the Sarasota area right now. So you can imagine if they get saturated pretty good this morning, that's going to mean probably even more damage tomorrow. But everybody, hopefully by now, is pretty well prepared for this thing. Yeah, we've been warning you for a long time. And hopefully you got your ducks in a row. There'll still be some time, obviously, this morning. They predict we could see some tropical storm level gusts coming through the area as early as noon. And that is possible, but we're looking for things to get stronger and intensify, obviously, later in the evening. But we're all over it. It's what we do. It's what we're doing. It doesn't mean we're not covering other things. Certainly we are. And it is a happy hump day, Trump Day, my friends. Yeah. Welcome to it.
Oh, yeah.
The Trump campaign is called on CBS News 60 Minutes to release its full unedited transcript with Vice President Kamala Harris. 60 Minutes aired the interview Monday night, spliced and diced the conversation, preventing voters from making up their own minds about her answers. They said, on 60 Minutes, they teased Kamala's highly anticipated sit-down interview with one of her worst word salads to date. Received significant criticism on social media. I can tell you this. The man who did the interview for 60 Minutes, Bill Whitaker, from my perspective, and keep in mind, this is 60 Minutes.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
This is CBS. I thought he was pretty good, pretty tough on her. Came back several times on a couple of key issues, like the border. And I honestly, I think for CBS, you have to qualify it. He was quite tough.
Oh, I think so. It was not a softball thing, and he didn't let her just get by with basically not answering the question.
No, but yet still she didn't ever really give truthful and or effective answer.
But maybe the fact that he pushed her on it and you still didn't get the right answer, I hope that resonated with people.
Well, and I don't know what the precedent is. Could you just demand, we want the full unedited version? I mean, Right. Can CBS just say, sure, here, we'll hand them out to anybody? I mean,
well, maybe the fact that he's saying it lets everybody know, wait a minute, what you saw wasn't what you think you saw. If nothing else, maybe that will help a little bit.
Well, you know, one of the folks working for a Trump campaign, actually it's Caroline Leavitt, and she's the national press secretary for the campaign. Why did 60 Minutes choose not to air Kamala's full word salad? Huh. And what else did they choose not to air? Ho, 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 time out, time out. Are you being real? You're the national press secretary. I would think that you know just a little bit, maybe a little bit more media savvy than, say, Homer Simpson. And you know, if you did not edit Kamala, the show's called 60 Minutes, not 193 minutes of wasted words and word salads. It's called 60 Minutes.
Well, maybe there's some sarcasm in there, too, to make a point.
I don't know. Yeah, they feel like they missed something. Oh, what did you edit out? Just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Look, I think if you're being honest, the interview was damaging enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe some people still need it. Pound it in there. Pound it in there. That's what Hurricane Milton wants to do, pound it into the Florida coast. 160-mile-an-hour winds traveling northeast at 14 miles an hour. This is a Cat 5. This is Sirius. Of course, we'll stay on it. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Come hell or high water, we're here for you. Of course, we don't wish hell or high water on anyone.
No. We're not that far from hail, but we'll probably get some water. Yeah.
Don't confuse places with weather. Phenomena.
Phenomena.
It is 6:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes on a happy hump day, Trump day. Look, we're going to keep you pumped up. We're going to keep you informed. Milton, Hurricane Milton, numbers came out about an hour and 20 minutes ago. You've got sustained 160-mile-an-hour winds, so it is still a Cat 5 hurricane. And is now moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. The previous update had it moving at 12 miles an hour. Still, the prognostication for landfall, time and place, again, it is still a ballpark figure when I give you this, but it should or could be around the Sarasota area, somewhere between 2 and 6 a.m. Thursday morning. So tomorrow morning at this time, it will probably have made landfall, but like everything else, situations, things change, and we want to make sure that you're aware of anything that changes, as it could affect you and your family. All right, so that's the story in Milton. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union severe weather update, and we'll stay on top of this. You've got shelters that have been opening and will be opening today. In the area, Alachua County, Marion County. Marion County schools have already said we're closed today, tomorrow, Friday. Alachua County schools closed today, tomorrow. We'll find out about Friday at?
Not sure of a time yet, but they'll let us know. Yeah.
Sometime today. I'm guessing between 11 and 2. We'll know for sure. But, all right. Also, Gainesville Police Department meeting later on to decide whether or not they're going to utilize a curfew. That would be in the city limits of Gainesville. And their meeting for that is at 11, right, that meeting?
That's the news conference. The city was going to decide, and they're going to have it at GPD at 11 for news conference to let us know.
Gotcha. All right. So that's, getting you up to speed with what's going on. And then the bigger world picture, not a lot prettier, honestly. Mm. If you care about a constitutional republic. So, Well, first, let me start with this. Keith Olbermann, if you know who he is, he started his, well, he made a name for himself in a career, ESPN Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Quite good at it, frankly.
Yeah, he was.
And then he began to get a little weirder and wackier. And maybe he was always weird and wacky, but he actually, you know, cared about his job. Well, that's pretty much gone bye-bye. But he is really now unhinged off the chain. He is a far-left lunatic. But he does serve a purpose. And that is, if Olbermann's saying it, there are lefties thinking it, some of which have power, like in D.C., so Olbermann no longer wants Elon Musk in the country.
Okay.
He's prepared to use the full force of federal government to get him the blank out of our country.
Hmm.
On Monday, he used X, which is owned by Elon.
Now, there's some irony going on.
To post his deportation call, probably because X is the only platform that hasn't fired him yet.
So a platform is going to let him say what he wants to say, and what he wants to say is go away.
And why he's saying go away is because Elon Musk supports Donald Trump, and that is a no-no in the minds of the lefties. And in fact, they don't want you to do or say anything that they disagree with. And that's not an exaggeration.
No.
He says it's now time to cancel all of Elon Musk's government contracts, Tesla,
what?
SpaceX, whatever other crap he's selling us.
Oh, you mean the guy that's going to rescue our astronauts?
You know,
that guy.
Olbermann votes for anybody that'll push electric cars, but he doesn't like Tesla, and you know that's only because of his support for Trump. He has made such inroads and innovations in SpaceX, but yet, oh no. You can't give him credit for that because politically we disagree. Government contracts, oh, I don't know, like maybe rescue some people on the space station or something. Nope. It's all got to go. Yet, Olbermann also votes for all the people that they don't care who comes in the country. But we have somebody in the country who is a billionaire who actually loves this country, constitutionally understands civics. Clearly better than nutbag Olbermann.
Oh, he didn't have to give him any debit cards or put him up at a hotel and kick out some veterans.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Trump derangement syndrome, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Elon Musk told Tucker Carlson that if Kamala wins, he says, I'm blanked.
That's probably true.
So.
Probably true.
Yeah. And yeah, we can laugh a little and joke a little bit. Don't kid yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If these powers are left unfettered, if they get in, it is going to be a nightmare. 6:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll keep you up to date with all things Milton. You can also download the podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click subscribe. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:38. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're monitoring the situation, and we're talking about Cat 5 Hurricane Milton, 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. Should hit probably around the Sarasota area between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. So that's, what, 20 hours from right now. And Alachua County, Marion County, we know that shelters are open. And remember that, you know, a lot of the shelters will be filled with people coming, fleeing from the Florida's, you know, our West Coast. So it's great that we can be able to help those folks. You've got, depending on who you listen to and what is going on, about 17% of Florida gas stations out of gas. 17%.
Wow.
Now, I stopped on the way in. I had about half a tank, so I'm not got to top it off, but it doesn't hold a lot.
Right.
You know, the car, it gets good mileage. But anyway, long story short, they had only the high test, the premium or whatever, and that's all that was available. And I've heard that kind of echoed in a lot of places, but of course, eventually, you know, that goes bye-bye if they don't get another delivery. Governor DeSantis has promised he's going to do everything that he can on his end to make it you know, as easy as possible for deliveries to continue. And, you know, they will up until a point.
Right.
Once it becomes dangerous, clearly that's not what you want on the roads.
No.
If you're going to have 75-mile-an-hour gusts, a big truck full of gasoline.
Yeah, good news though is still right now, I-75 North is moving okay. It is not jammed at the moment. That will probably change in an hour or two.
And they have been allowing the left lane, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the left shoulder to be right. utilized for traffic purposes to move more northbound on I-75. Not the right shoulder. That is still reserved for emergency vehicles only. So that's the situation northbound I-75, and that's from Tampa all the way to I-10. And let's see, it was yesterday, and the governor said there's still a lot of uncertainty as to where Hurricane Milton's eye will make landfall. And, of course, since he said this,
yeah,
it could change again. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we have to stay on top of it. Be vigilant. He said, I think the most recent models have it somewhere in Manatee County, just south of Tampa Bay. I believe that has shifted slightly to the south. The next county down from Manatee, of course, is Sarasota County. And, boy, you get into all of it, that coast, but very low-lying. And I know I lived in Charlotte County, which is just south of Sarasota County, that was devastated by Hurricane Charlie as it came up Charlotte Harbor. So you've got a way in which if they do get a surge, that could come pretty far inland.
Right.
Because you've got the Charlotte Harbor and then the Peace River. And so that can allow a lot of water to be pushed up.
Yeah, Sarasota does not need another scenario like that. I guess it was two hurricanes ago. Was it Debbie?
Yep.
A good friend of mine that lives down there. He did not leave his house for days because literally it was like his subdivision or the part of his subdivision was an island. And water totally surrounded them. And they just couldn't get out.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah. And, yeah, make sure you reach out to anybody that you know on the coast and, you know, make sure they're getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And like Greg said, traffic on I-75 northbound seems to be moving steadily.
Yeah.
You know, getting busy, but it's definitely not bumper to bumper. It is not what we may have experienced or seen yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family, Betsy's sisters, came up from St. Petersburg, and I told them to take what I call, like, the back way,
right.
Take the toll road to 19 and come in that way. And they did that, and it took them a little over 5 hours, which normally it's about a 2-hour and 22-hour, 30-minute trip.
Right.
But had they been on I-75,
I think
it probably would have added a couple of hours.
Easily,
at least. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, too, and I know we mentioned that you mentioned checking on people on the coast. Really, even in our own area, Gainesville, Ocala, and again, depending on where you are, check with your neighbors. I was talking to mine yesterday. He's a little low on fuel, but he feels very confident with what he's got for his generator. And but, you know, he's got a motorcycle. Well, there's 5 more gallons of gas sitting right there if he has to do it. But we had, you know, the conversation of, hey, if you need anything, if you need some fuel, I've got a little extra. If you need us to run a line to your house just to keep your refrigerator and a fan going, you know, it's a really good time to have that conversation with maybe the folks on both sides of you today, just in case somebody needs a little help.
Is he looking at your gas cans like a pit bull looks at a pork chop?
Well, he was salivating just
yeah,
a little bit, but he knew yeah, he had the extra 5 gallons in his bike.
So, okay.
You know.
All right. Yeah, which don't forget, that's a source of fuel, but then you have to extract it.
Yep.
And do one of you have an apparatus to do such a thing, you know, with the bulb on it?
Oh, no, just the old school way probably. You know.
Oh!
Oh, don't you remember though as a kid? And again, you can't do this now because the cars are made so you can't do it. You know, if we needed gas for the lawnmower, you know, rather than like run up to the gas station, you know, you'd grab the old garden hose that you'd cut the ends off of.
Would suck on that thing?
Oh, yeah. Stick it in your car.
Did you taste gasoline?
On occasion, yes.
On occasion.
That explains a lot.
Ugh.
Oh, I know. It's awful. But hey.
I think I still taste it from when I was like 12.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's
not for the faint of heart, for sure.
It's a strange childhood memory that people our age do have, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the boat. It's filled with gas.
Yeah,
and that is accessible, unlike the newer vehicles
yeah,
that make it very difficult. Yeah. All right. So people go into smart mode, preservation mode, batten down the hatches. Last chance to get all that stuff done this morning. And look, in our particular listing area, I think we're going to fare okay. But I am an optimist by nature, so it's better to over-prepare and be ready and then say, man, gosh, we hardly got anything. That'll be the happiest words we'll hear. This time tomorrow, if we're saying, well, we hardly got anything, that'll be good. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, including why is Doug Emhoff being treated quite a bit different than somebody else who, say, does the same things but is a Republican? Yeah. We'll talk about that and more and keep the updates coming on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. No. Still not here. I was just outside. Still not here.
Okay. We got hours to go.
Don't you hate that, though? We've got to warn people. We've got to be on it. But, yeah, you get frazzled and frizzled by the time it actually gets here. So I'm not trying to add to any anxieties. We're just to inform you, keep you up to speed, and then we'll throw in some other tidbits and pieces of information unrelated to the storm. That way you get a mix.
Yep.
You're not missing anything with the storm. And so we got you covered. Hurricane Milton Cat 5, thanks to Radiant Credit Union for severe weather update. 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds now. That's the numbers that came out. These came out, what would it be, an hour, almost 2 hours ago. Moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. Target looks like it'll probably be northern Sarasota County, and perhaps that'll happen somewhere. The window now is 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Early tomorrow morning. Alachua County shelters are opening. You've got bus fare suspended.
That's nice.
So you've got that going on. I-75 northbound, they're allowing for the left shoulder to be utilized for travel. Right shoulder, keep it clear. That's for emergency vehicles. Right now, last check, it is not overwhelmingly packed on the interstate. It seems to be moving quite well. Busy, but moving well for now. As the day progresses, we'll probably see a greater amount of traffic. Although, they say that people have been, I guess probably after you see some, you know, pictures and video coming after Helene, I think people are a little more, maybe these storms aren't going to be that fun to ride out. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to look at it. And so I think a lot of people have heeded the warning, so maybe we won't see a huge increase in traffic today, but again.
Yeah. Trying to think which one it was, because it's been a few years, where it was really going to be nailing down south. And I saw a little bit of this, but not a lot, where folks were jumping off the highways and taking the north routes through towns, thinking that maybe they could get ahead. Because I remember a few years ago, I was in Gainesville, and 43rd was jammed. I mean, 18-wheelers, you name it. They were all kind of cutting through town and probably also looking for gas stations that weren't on the interstate because all those, of course, run out first.
Well, and I know a couple of those times, at least maybe not all, but a couple of them when we saw that traffic increase, there was an actual shutdown of a portion of the interstate. Mm-hmm. And yes, they have not a lot of options and they get pushed through town.
But we're doing pretty good right now. We really are.
17% of Florida gas stations reportedly are out of fuel. I would say there's probably a good percentage that may only have mid-grade or the high test. Take what you can get.
Oh, yeah.
And be happy. And like I said, the governor has been all over this, and he assures us as long as they can keep them running, the trucks will be out and filling up the gas stations.
Now, one thing that's nice when you can, and right now is not the time to think about it, but in general, we get through this, you've gone through some of the fuel for your generators, that kind of thing, and Bob and I have had this conversation off air. There are a few of those stations that carry, usually at just one pump, the non-ethanol. It does not have that corn crap in it. And that is much better for your engines like lawnmowers, generators. They're much less likely to gum up with the non-ethanol fuel.
Yes, worth the extra price for sure.
Yeah, I know that Wawa carries it. There's a few stations around that do. Just kind of check around, and that's what's better to have in those cans.
Totally agree. Learn the hard way.
Oh, my, the carbon my generator when
oh,
we took
right.
it.
That's right. You had to get it ungummed.
It was bad. And that's even using, you know, the stable stuff and the whole bit.
Wow.
It looked bad.
It's better to not start with the ethanol at all, if you can help it.
If you can.
This is small engines specifically where it really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know a lot about this guy, Doug Emhoff.
Right.
What do they call him? The second gentleman?
Second gentleman, yes.
All reports coming in, though, would say the word gentleman would be misplaced here. I think not the second gentleman, more like the second misogynist, perhaps.
Yeah.
And is it political season and, folks are looking for anything to throw? Well, I can tell you this. The story came from the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom.
They're usually on it.
Well, it's not like they necessarily have a dog in that fight, per se, right?
Right.
But they broke the dual stories of Emhoff cheating on his first wife by knocking up his child's nanny, which Emhoff has admitted to, and knocking around an old girlfriend for flirting with a parking attendant, which Emhoff has denied.
Mm.
Well, they've spoken to the Daily Mail, that is, spoke to Emhoff's former colleagues at his former law firm, Venable. It appears they're not big fans.
Really?
Huh.
Some of the attorneys said he yelled expletives. He held men-only cocktail hour in the office.
Wow.
Yeah, how do you get away with that?
Oh, man.
Revoked work perks from women who didn't flirt with him and took only young, attractive associates in a limousine to a ball. Yep, that's according to the Daily Mail. He ran the L.A. law firm from 2006 to 2017. The allegations paint a picture of someone who is the complete opposite of the feminist ally that the media are selling us. Yeah, see, I only brought this story up because all I knew about him was a recent headline by the mainstream media that said, well, something like he's the ideal essence of masculinity or something
right.
like that. It was something that was like,
it was goofy.
I go,
yeah.
oh, no, here it is, redefining
yeah.
masculinity.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, there, thou does protest too much. What are they really hiding? Well, yep.
Maybe we were finding out.
He apparently told one of his female partners at the firm, get the blank out of here, which is bad enough, but later, telling the top male colleagues that he worked with, yeah, I put her in her place. And he even bragged about it to the management.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, they were aghast. And somebody said, he's a
piece of work.
He's an A.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And A, misogynist,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, not a fan, huh?
Yeah. No, apparently not. All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. 97.3 The Sky.